Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 has become what many in Christianity consider the Great Commission. In these verses, Jesus commands us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus also commands us to teach the world to obey everything he has commanded. Jesus gave this command shortly before he ascended into heaven. The truth is that the Great Commission is recorded five times in the Gospels and Acts. Each telling provides us an excellent insight into what Jesus is commanding. A good journalist answers the who, what, where, when, why, and how of every story when conveying details to an audience. Jesus used this same approach when communicating the Great Commission to his followers. Through the Gospels and Acts, each telling of the commission answers the who, what, where, when, why, and how of this high calling of Christ. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, we are told about the who of the Great Commission. Jesus is the who of the Great Commission. Christ's followers are to tell others about Jesus and what Jesus has done in their lives. Jesus says that all who believe in him and his atoning work at Calvary will be saved. Christ's followers are to go into all the world and preach that salvation is found in Christ Jesus alone. When we look at Luke's rendering of the Great Commission, we discover the what of the commission. In Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 48, we learn that the what of this commission is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. In a nutshell, when one repents, they turn away from wrong toward the forgiveness being extended to them. In the book of Acts, we learn the where and when of the Great Commission. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it is when we receive power from the Holy Spirit. For the first Christ followers, the where was Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. For us, it is our region, province or state, country, and then to the ends of the world. Before we go out, we must first receive the power and counsel only the Holy Spirit can give. The Greek word translated as counselor is parakletos. Parakletos can be interpreted as one called to the side of another. Parakletos also explains why the Holy Spirit is called alongside the believer to counsel and support the one who needs it. God the Holy Spirit is a personal being, the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit has been called to your side and indwells every born-again believer. You are ready to achieve the commission when you have the Holy Spirit. Next time, we will consider the fifth W and the one H of the Great Commission. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.